People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg. I got with me my co-host and friend, Larry.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning.
Yeah.
Because I always say good morning. Yeah. I want to, you know, switch it up.
Oh, good for you.
I'm all tied up.
You keep me on my toes today, I will tell you.
Did I?
Yeah. I wanted to say.
I didn't mean to.
Larry, we were supposed to have some guests on the show today, and unfortunately, due to some technical issues within the studio where we were going to do a conference, video conference, if you will, with our friends from the Livermore Temple. Unfortunately, we're having issues getting our computer to connect to the service that we needed to use because it's not one that we typically use here, and our computers are not connecting. Unfortunately, we're not able to do this, which I feel awful about. But I do want to mention, if you have a moment to stop down at the Livermore Temple through, I think, 7 o'clock tonight. And I'm going to say this, and I really hope you'll forgive me if I say it, and it's not the perfect pronunciation. Not you, Larry. I'm talking to our listeners, our dear listeners, because I try very hard, and I like to believe I've really come a long way with my Hindi.
I think you have.
And even in saying certain things. But I just don't want to offend anyone because this is a very important event. But Purusha Sukta Yagyam and Rajata Dwara Stapana. That is happening till 7 o'clock. Now, it's been going on since Thursday, Valentine's Day, actually 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes through today. There's an event schedule if you go to livermoretemple.org. Again, we're going to have them here to talk with us. I'm going to try and set it up again for this coming week to see if we can get them to the station or if we could figure out another way to talk, because we do wish to have them, and they've been with us for a long time. And we, of course, know a lot of our listeners frequent and visit the temple all the time, and we'd hope to have them on very soon. So we do apologize for those that were expecting to hear the Livermore Temple folks on the air today. Mm-hmm. So hopefully next week we'll get that sorted. We're still here, though, Larry, and it's good to be with you.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, too.
It's nice that you were able to get in your canoe and get to the station. It's been one of the wildest stretches. Last week, I said it's the most it's rained since I've been here, and you thought I was crazy. I saw on the news the other day
I did not.
You did. You said I was crazy.
Only in part, no.
you always say I'm
no,
crazy.
No, you said it was the wettest year, but we had, I think, 2000 and... When was that? 2016 or 17?
No, I said it's the longest stretch of rain since I've lived here. I've never seen this much rain in a consecutive amount of time. And you said the year of the floods that it was worse.
But I think we have more water then.
Maybe in a shorter period of time, because they said that at that time it was because that the sewage was incapable of taking that much rain at one time because they're not used to the sewage isn't set up to handle that much rain.
But you know why I say that? It's because they said it was a record-breaking year for the
ski resorts. Sure it was, but I've just been blown away because every day I wake up and I'm like, I can't believe this.
It's still raining.
The other day I woke up, I believe it was Thursday morning. I had read I follow the weather. I just keep it on my phone just to see.
So tell me, I'm interested.
It said it was going to rain every day until Monday. And then Monday afternoon, it was going to clear up. And then mostly next week was going to be sunshine with maybe one day of rain.
They were off on that one.
Every day it's changed, though. And then on Thursday, I woke up to sunshine. It was sun beaming through my window, almost blinding, because I've had my blinds almost open because it's been dark every morning.
You're right. I remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was beaming sunshine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow, what a surprise. I got up, I showered, I got my coffee, went to leave the house, and it's pouring rain again, back to the clouds.
It moved in like, wow.
Unbelievable.
I told you, I got out of my men's group Thursday morning, and the creek is almost up to the road now.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's not a small creek when it's full of water. It's probably about 40 feet across.
Wow.
30, 40 feet, I'm serious. So it's just like it was raging.
Well, you know, there was an evacuation along the Guadalupe River. That was on Thursday, actually, which is
in
unbelievable.
Willow Glen.
Yeah, in Willow Glen, they had an evacuation order, Willow Glen Way to Atlanta Ave, because of severe flooding. And they were worried the Guadalupe River was just going to really inconvenience and get into homes and create issues. So they got people out of there.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what we've seen, but I do think we're about to come out the other side of it. Today, actually, from what I don't know what the weather, we pre-recorded the show.
Only for a few days.
But what, you're saying it's going to come back?
Oh, of course. I mean, we're not out of the woods yet. I mean, we're still in the midst of winter.
Well, I think they said Wednesday will look like some rain, and then the following Saturday. But it looks like Monday, Tuesday should be nice. It looks like Thursday, Friday should be nice.
But that changes like overnight.
Everything changes overnight.
It always does.
If you look at the weather in the morning and then look at it again in the midday and then in the evening, it'll be different every time you look.
It will.
And it's because also it's a lot windier than it's been, and it's moving the clouds quicker, and they're just not sure. But I feel like they're less accurate than they were 25 years ago with weather now.
It seems that way.
It seems that way to me. Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe it's just simply my own, you know, recognizance.
Technology.
But it's unbelievable. How could technology have gotten worse? we know it hasn't, but it's been crazy. So anyway, we hope that you aren't having any flooding issues where you are. I know the mudslides have been a big problem for people. If you are one of those unlucky families that live on a hill, please be very careful and aware of what you're dealing with, because that is one of the scariest things to see and have happen.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a mudslide happen?
No.
Have you ever known anybody who's been part of a mudslide?
I have. And in fact, in Santa Barbara, when I used to live down there years ago, they had, there's a coastal community called La Conchita on 101, maybe about 15 miles south of Santa Barbara. And 11 people were buried alive.
Wow.
One whole family was, except for the father and one son. The rest of his family, I think there was five people, were taken away.
Scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see these homes that are built into the mountains and on the hills, because, you know, we don't get all that much rain. And then when you do get a lot of rain, unfortunately, there's that danger and that risk.
There is.
It's scary. So you got to be very careful with where you are and knowing if there is any chance of that happening, you got to get out. But it's been a very, very wet winter thus far for us.
A buddy, I got an email from him the other day.
Yeah.
And he had said that Mammoth Mountain in the Sierras had over 400 inches of snow on the summit.
Really?
Yeah.
400 inches.
Over.
I wanted to mention to you, you remember last week we were speaking of summit, we were talking about Srini's climb of Mount Everest, and you asked me how long will it take him? Will he be there? And I said, I don't know, a month. And you're like, it should take a lot longer than that. And I had no idea. Yeah. I found out it's 3 months.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm bringing that up is because I heard you say summit and mountain. And I thought I wanted to mention that because I was speaking to him last week and he is just completely ecstatic about doing this. And I'm like, are you out of your mind?
He is. He's nuts.
But
I mean, it's seriously, if you ever do any reading about high altitude climbing, it's not like, you know, going up, Mammoth, which is, I think the summit on that was 12,000 feet. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get, 19,000 feet, I believe, is base camp. Mm-hmm. And these guys are, you know, they have to acclimatize. And by the time they get up to 25,000 feet, which is a death zone.
What do you mean death zone?
Your brain cells start to die.
Oh.
Over, even with oxygen. Doesn't matter. So, and Everest is 29,029 feet or something like that.
So when you get up to a certain point, all bets are off. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. And it does quite often. In fact, always people on the expedition, they always get sick.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no exceptions really.
I know a lot of people make it to the top. Usually, sometimes they can't make it back down.
This is true.
That's the hardest part, because at that point, you're mentally, physically just completely sapped. Mm-hmm.
And they make mistakes.
That's the other thing. You misstep because you're just not in your right mind. And you make terrible decisions.
It's easy to do.
Yeah.
It's easy to do.
But we're very, obviously, supportive of Srini and excited for him, although I think he's crazy.
He is.
In that he's doing this, and he's a very smart man. Anybody who knows Srini knows he's a very sharp dude.
So when is he going?
He's going, I believe it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's March. It's not far off.
Okay, because of the monsoons coming in from India, they have to time it. It's a short weather window when he's going. So it's, I believe that weather window, past expeditions, is in May.
Is that right?
I think it's the 10th of May.
Okay.
It was the ideal one, but there's a week either side of that. Very short weather window.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so best of luck to Srini.
Good luck, Srini.
Hopefully, I would like to have him on before he goes just to kind of talk about why he's doing it, because he had a really good explanation. I don't feel it's my job to explain that and speak on his behalf, but I think what he had to say and, you know,
made
sort
sense.
Of a challenge to himself and, like, you know, sort of the next phase of his life and sort of overcoming some of his own personal issues and demons and such. And I think he feels it's going to catapult him in a big way. But I would like to have him on the show because I think it's a very, very powerful topic and something that I think people might be really interested in hearing and even might want to do themselves if it's a phase in their lives where they feel like they need to accomplish something and feel part, like, because he said, like, you feel like everything is trivial in life when you do that, because that's all you're thinking about and all you're focused on in that moment is making it and surviving. That's it. And when you get to a certain point, you feel like you've accomplished something that's so major that you can do anything. And I believe that's a lot of the reason why people do it. They need to find themselves, and and after that, they feel there's nothing they can't accomplish. And it puts life in perspective. That's what I think is the case.
Yep.
Right?
No comment.
Yeah, all right. You and I received an email this week, Larry, from a great... I was really... always get touched by when a young child or a teenager comes to us.
13, yeah.
Devisha. Devisha Khanna sent us an email about a holy event, right? So let me read it for you. I am Devisha, 13-year-old girl from Fremont. Every year we organize a fundraiser to support the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Last year we organized a holy fundraiser to support leukemia. The event was very successful. We raised over $3,000 from the event. The mayor of Fremont, Lily May, also attended the event and was appreciative of what we were doing. People from all faiths, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, etc., attended the event to celebrate the Festival of Color. I am attaching a poster we used to publicize the event last year for your reference. This year, I am organizing another holy fundraiser on March 30th in Fremont. That's not far off, a month and a half. Mm-hmm. I expect over 150 to 200 people to attend the event in Lake Elizabeth Park in Fremont. I'm reaching out to Bali 92.3 to see if you could sponsor the event for me. If you can support us in any way, I would greatly appreciate it. All proceeds will go to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and you will be supporting a noble cause. Also, people will be able to see how 92.3 FM is supportive of such efforts, which will help increase your audience. Happy Holi. Devisha, we're going to actually find a way to get you on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
I know it's tough sometimes because we record during the week and in the morning, and she's probably got school.
Probably.
So we might have to figure something out. We do not record, or we don't have the ability to record this show on the weekend, but maybe we'll figure something out. Maybe we could find a way to record something. But I would love to have her on. This is what it's all about right here.
Yeah,
doing something selfless for others in need. 13 years old and she's thinking this way?
While you were reading that, I thought, how well written is that for a 13-year-old?
Right? Very well written.
You would never get it.
Yeah. It's ironic, too, because I feel most children don't think of the bigger picture of life when it comes to these things, right? They don't think of supporting others with particular... illnesses or troubles. They usually are just worried about their own lives and what they have going on.
And it's
a constant struggle, right?
Yeah.
Especially as a teenager these days. But in this particular case, you see there are a lot of kids like this, and you see it with this particular girl, Devisha, but there are so many of these types of kids that are out there at this age thinking this way, and you know those are going to be the leaders of the next generation, the leaders of the new era, if you will. And it gives me a lot of hope makes me feel good that there are opportunities for this. Yeah. So in any case, we want to thank Devisha for the email, and we're going to do our best to get in. And at the very least, we'll run a PSA on the air for you, promote it, put it on our website. We'll do all that for you as well. But whoever, if you know Devisha, and you're, if you're friends with her family or if you're friends with her, you should be very proud of her because she's doing something really wonderful. And
her parents are probably love. Let her take a day off school and come.
Maybe for something like this, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I really do. Yeah. I mean, if not, I mean, how late can we record?
I don't know. We'd have to figure it out. Yeah, but I do think you're right. If it's something like this, they might be able to.
I would
even
think
if
so.
It's for a half hour, you know, think if she got to get out for an hour.
Well, you know, we've done it in the past with kids. High
or maybe there's, anyway. maybe there's a holiday coming up or something where they don't have school or, you know, maybe a half day. I don't know.
But is there I didn't catch it because I'm groggy today. An event that she's sponsoring, or it's just the work?
It's an event. It's a holy fundraiser.
Oh,
event.
That's right.
March 30th. Yeah,
March 30th.
Fremont. So Lake Elizabeth Park, that's what I have here. I don't have any of the other information, but when she's on, we'll have her talk about it for sure.
Yeah, so we'd want to have her on before that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were very fortunate to hear from our good friend Harsh from Monk's Pie.
Yep.
Anybody who's listened to the show over the past 6 months to a year might remember Harsh. He started this website called Monk's Pie, M-O-N-K-S-P-I-E, which is a platform they created to help feed starving children in India.
Yeah.
And he basically made it very easy where you go to the website, you go to monkspie.com, and you decide what you want to donate. $3. If you want to, you drag the slider across the screen to the amount you want. And then it says $3, you'll feed two children. $5, you'll feed X children. Then once you do send the payment, they send back a video or a picture of the kids that are eating based on, you know, because of the money you sent.
Yeah, correct.
And it'll say, thank you, Larry and Greg, for providing us this meal. And it'll be like a couple of kids. And it's like, it's unexplainable how touching it is.
Very sweet.
to see the actual children being fed and knowing your money is going directly to these sources, just unbelievable. Yeah. So we received an email from them saying, our beta platform turns 10 months old today, and I thought of writing to you, share with you that we together have been able to achieve over the past few months. To start with, we have served over 5,050 meals since the launch of their beta. That's over 500 meals a month. We've also witnessed very encouraging growth along the way. Did you know that January 2019 alone accounted for almost 20% of those meals and 950 underprivileged children being fed? We were overwhelmed by the response, and believe us, the kids you helped can't thank you enough. Pat yourself on the back making this possible. You've earned it. In December of 2018, Larry, we were invited by Bali. Here it is. This is where they speak about us. We were invited by Bali 92.3 FM team to speak on their radio program, People Helping People, sharing with all those who listened in the reason behind creating Monk's Pie and the need to help address the problem of malnutrition and hunger in India in a simple and transparent manner. We are also proud to be a part of Carnegie Mellon University's Venture Bridge program, along with the mentorship. This also means we have an office space in the NASA Ames Research Center, which is amazing, in Mountain View, to work out for the next few months. You could actually meet them if you go there in that vicinity. Last thing I want to mention is over 85% of Monk's Pie's users have either come back to the platform to sponsor more meals or have recommended us to others. There is nothing greater for a founding team than to receive validation such as this by people who invest their faith, time, and money in a new platform like theirs. If you could watch us right now, you'd see a bunch of oddly bearded and mustached guys smiling heartily. It's so funny. I got to tell you, this is a legit thing.
Yeah.
And these guys are such good people.
Really?
Harsh, one of the nicest people I know.
Yep.
The last thing he put in here is, we need your help now in getting our word out. Every time you mention Monk's Pie to someone you know, you are invariably feeding one more child. Thanks for supporting. Happy Valentine's Day. Spread the love. Monkspie.com. Go donate some money. If it's $3, you're going to feed kids. Think about that.
A lot of kids, actually. For $3, you can feed several kids.
And when we did it, and then he sent us the video, like, I knew it was going to be a nice thing, and I knew it was, like, a nice gesture that they were going to do it on our behalf.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to feel what I felt when I saw the video. Like, I really didn't. I thought it was really cool initially, and I thought it was a nice thing. Obviously, it's always good to feed children.
Yeah.
But when you see the faces of the people you're feeding, the kids you're feeding, it changes it a lot.
Yeah, it really does.
Right?
Yeah, I call putting a face on it. So yeah. when you're involved in charity, like we are, when you can put a face on it, that just is totally different. Because we, I mean, how often do we really, you, Greg, and I, do we really hear about the things that we help along?
You very rarely get, I mean, sometimes people come back and say like, hey, it was great because we got people called us about this. Or after we were on your show, we got X amount of calls. That's always nice to hear.
It is.
But we don't. Most of the time, we don't get the feedback. We kind of do it and then we move on. And, you know, sometimes we'll get a little bit, but rarely do we get that kind of, I guess, validation or gratification.
It is. It's gratification. When you, it's, I liken it to being a parent because when your kids are young, it seems like, when are they going to appreciate what we do for them?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously? Not until they're in their 20s, usually.
Yeah, if not later.
Yeah, and it's just the way it is. So, and nothing against my kids. They're beautiful. But the thing is that gratification comes a lot later, especially with moms, the moms, and especially with single moms. That comes years later. You know, they really work their butts off.
But it is amazing what a little gratification and validation can do, right? I always say that.
Even just a little bit, huh?
Everybody wants to be noticed, right? Yeah, like, I mean, some people are very selfless. You're a very selfless man. Some people
I'm selfish? Really don't. I never knew I was selfish.
Selfless.
Oh.
It's very, very infrequent where you'll come across people that are just completely selfless and just don't care about any kind of recognition. Yeah. But I think for the most part, people like to be heard, at least, and validated.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to be praised. You don't need to get thanks up and down. But just to people to acknowledge your presence.
I think we need that. We do need that.
But what I see is guys like Harsh and Monk's Pie team are a good example of people that they have their lives, they have kids, they have families, they have work. Yeah. And this is something they did just because they wanted to try and do something good for children. And they think it's crazy how many starving children there are. And they decided to start something. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy. And it is almost thankless, really, because it's not like they're getting paid for that. And I don't think they don't want to be paid for it. They just want to help kids.
Yep, true.
But there is something about the validation for them is seeing over 5,000 meals in 10 months on a beta, on something they just created, and it really have done minimal amounts of promotion. Mm-hmm. You know, they've gone to us and they've had some cheerleaders, but it's not like they can afford to go out and buy an ad campaign or advertise in newspapers or online because it's money out of their own pocket.
Yeah, and it's brand new.
So the validation is people going, if you hear this and you're listening on the air and you say, okay, you know what, I'm going to do something. Let's see if we can throw a few bucks in the pot. Monkspie.com. I really can't say enough about them. And I always worry when I put my name on something or if I say I champion a product or its organization, you know, you put your name on something and it's not me. I'm not the one running it. So I don't know what's happening, right? But I feel so confident in what they're doing that I don't mind attaching my name to it and the credibility of it because I know they're legitimately good people doing the right thing.
And they really are.
Transparently.
Yeah.
They're not pretending. They're not a nonprofit. But the only reason that is because they are otherwise would be coming out of pocket. And Harsh was very clear on why they decided not to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I would let him tell that story. I don't want to repeat it because I would hate to get that wrong. But they're doing everything the right way. And that's something I could tell you from working with them, that they're sincere and transparent with everything. So, and that's a big deal. Anytime you donate,
it is.
Right? You donate to American Red Cross, you want to know it's helping people. I always appreciate when you see floods or natural disasters that happen and when these places like the American Red Cross or whoever the different nonprofits are, when they come up and say, look, we don't need clothes, we don't need this, we need money, or we need blankets, or we need canned food. I appreciate that because it's like they're saying, like, look, give us what we need specifically. Don't just mindlessly donate because you feel like you need to do something.
Yeah.
right now, if you donate clothes, it's going to do us no good. Or if you donate food, it's going to do us no good. We need this. I always appreciate when they do that because I think it tells that they're really paying attention to needs are, as opposed to just accepting everything and then figuring out what to do with the stuff. Because a lot of times then you're just taking things for no reason.
True.
So it's an interesting concept and thought. Pay attention to where you donate and make sure you're doing it to the right places and trustworthy organizations and nonprofits and so on.
Do your research.
Yeah. So seeing, we deal with a lot of nonprofits and it's very small organizations, grassroots, mom and pop type things, a lot of kids. We recommend, this show is really meant to be that platform for those types. So we would recommend if you want to be on this show and talk about something, much like Davisha, who emailed us earlier about the fundraiser for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. If you have something like that, that you're a part of, an event, a fundraiser, a nonprofit that you're backing, and you want to get in touch with us, I recommend doing that because we'd really love to have those folks
definitely
get their story out on the air. This is why we have the show.
It is.
We could tell them how to get. You want to tell them how to email us?
No.
Do you know the email?
No, I want you to do that.
You just don't know. They see people helping people at gmail.com.
I know the other one.
The other one you could do is just go to our website.
Right.
What is it?
Hearts for Africa.
What?
No, I'm sorry. No, it's peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com.
Very good. You went to your old website. You are sending people to your old website.
I wouldn't do that.
That's so funny. You could also go to bali923fm.com and just send an email to contact at Let's Bali. Because it'll come
out.
To me.
Edit it out.
Just put people... I'm not. I'm leaving it in there.
Oh, you would.
Just go to, when you write your email, just put people helping people in the subject or in the email somewhere and it'll get to me.
Absolutely.
But I would love to get more people that we haven't had on the show in here, especially for those purposes. I know especially this time of year when you get to like springtime, a lot of fundraisers and events walks. And,
busiest time of year.
Yeah. And then you have many different cultural events too that are attached to different nonprofits.
Ooh.
What's that, Larry? Do you go to a lot of the summer events? There's always things around town.
There is. There's a multitude of things to do. No, because I don't have anybody to go with.
You don't like walking around by yourself?
No, not really. I spent so much of my life that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my business is the same way, too. So it's very singular.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah.
So basically you don't do anything to walk. Like if there's a Greek festival or like
I used to when I lived in a small town.
Right.
But I haven't since I've been up here, which has been 13 years now. But yeah, unless I'm doing it with family or friends typically. Yeah, I don't do stuff like that on my own.
Okay.
Other than go out and eat.
I know you always talk to me about doing like the walkathons and the runs and such.
Yeah.
Maybe we should make it a point to do that this year. That should be one of
our
resolutions.
So. Yeah, I think so. I know you and I are so much alike, so I think it's not very easy for you to do that either.
What?
Just go out by yourself. I
don't.
You don't like to eat by yourself.
I don't go out to eat by myself. Usually if I go out to eat and I'm by myself, I get the food to go.
Yeah.
And I'll sit by myself at home. Or, you know, occasionally, like lately I've been a little more likely to do it. Like if I go to lunch, I'll have a burger or something and I'll just kind of read the paper. I also don't like, I've recently kind of gotten over that hump of going to like a show and see a band play or something by myself.
Yeah. And that's what I want to do too. That's what I want to do too. And I have done that, but it's just, it's not fun.
I like to walk. So like sometimes I'll go to like the park and I'll just kind of walk around.
That'll do.
Yeah.
But it's not, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about more like social events and things like that.
I don't go to social events by myself. I'd rather not go at all.
I'm
not good at I'm not a mingler. I'm not a mingler. I'm not somebody who could just go up to somebody and be like, so what are you doing? You know, what do you do here?
I'm not either. I mean, people don't know that about me just like they don't know that about you. But it's funny.
Right.
People don't perceive us that way. But that's how we are.
When's your birthday again?
June 21st.
So yeah, we're both Geminis.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the cusp.
Yeah, I'm on the cusp.
But I think it makes a lot of sense.
Most of it's Gemini.
It makes a lot of sense that we are that way.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does.
Is there anything you want to add before we get out of here today? Because we're running out of time. We have about a minute left. I'd like to give you the opportunity.
Okay, I was going to share. I was in Santa Barbara. I was out of town for a week.
You could take your time. I could.
Oh, okay.
I'll edit it.
I was out of town down in L.A. Then I drove coming back through Santa Barbara to have lunch with my son. And so when I was getting off the freeway, there was this homeless guy, Vietnam vet, and I'm thinking he was injured, when he was in the war, because he could barely walk. He was walking with a cane, but just he could only walk a mile an hour. Okay. It was sad, cold and windy too. So I just waved at him and let him know I had some money for him, and I drove up and I gave him some money. The thing is, I mentioned this before on our last show. Carry money with you, because I typically wouldn't have had any cash to give this guy.
Right.
And he really, really appreciated it. I mean, almost cried. Seriously. Almost did. So, yeah, if I have anything to leave with you guys today, it'll be the same thing I said last time. Carry money with you. Because you never know, when somebody's there, and they're always there no matter where you go, it's just going to tug at your heart. And it'll be the right time you give them the money.
Even giving just a dollar or something.
It doesn't matter. Just giving them something. Yeah.
Thank you for those thoughts as we leave. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next week. And again, hopefully we'll have some sort of a
guest.
Second attempt at Livermore Temple, maybe. Yeah. Or in the coming weeks we'll be able to. But thanks to everybody for listening to the show. And we hope you'll come back and join us again next week. Same time, same place on Bali 92.3 FM.